This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Monday, October 10th. Some thematic ETFs are on fire. One is up 25% so far this year. It's the Global Lex Social Media Index, ticker SOCL.
What is happening is a lot of these thematic ETFs, which may seem, a little too cute, they're actually M&A hotbeds.
Bloomberg intelligence analyst Eric Balchuna says that's what's behind the rally in the social media ETF.
It has had a 41% return since March. And a third of that return is from the fact that it just held M&A targets. For example, LinkedIn was the biggest holding. Microsoft bought it up, went up like 50% over the next 2 days. It also holds Twitter, which is down a little bit, but it's an M&A target. Yelp, Pandora.
According to Balchunas, this social media ETF is about twice as volatile as the S&P 500, and about a third of its holdings are exposed to emerging markets.
This isn't a core holding, but it is interesting to see another purpose served by something like the social media ETF. These stocks are not in the S&P either. A lot of these stocks are just not big enough. They haven't been around long enough. And they're just not ready for the S&P. You can pick the S&P 500 is sort of like mature adults in stock format. These theme ETFs typically hold teenagers, toddlers, younger, more upstart companies, and those are the ones that happen to be takeover targets.
The Global Lex Social Media Index has $141 million in total assets and an expense ratio of 65 basis points. Its top three holdings are Tencent, Facebook, and Twitter. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.